And here's that audio you're going to want to listen to. Get out. Oh, my, Kenny.
There was a mess up in the system. This is not my fault.
I do not think Jeremy deserved that. All right, so we've talked about the Tigers. It's a very disappointing loss. I can't say stunning. It is Major League Baseball. But, I mean, Scooble on the mound against the Rockies. You can't lose that game. Especially you can't lose it only producing four hits and two runs. Can't do it. But they did. And now they sit four out behind Minnesota. And if Minnesota wins that game in hand, you'll be five out. Because, again, this tiebreaker is devastating. 15 games to go. So we talked about it. If you want that in specific, Odyssey.com rewind. I wanted to present something and ask the question. So ESPN had a college football week three buzz. And the headline, I'll read it with no editing. Georgia and Texas are still out front. Michigan's bleak future plus upset picks. Bleak future, one loss. Okay, so I have said this. I wasn't ready to greatly change my opinion about Michigan because I never had them in the playoff in the first place. I thought they were a 9-3, 8-4 team. It probably feels a little more 8-4-ish now, but bleak future. So Heather Dinich and Adam Rittenberg. Now, I don't know if you respect one of them, both of them, neither of them. Here's what they had to say. And I want to know, do you think the negativity with Michigan has gone too far? Not as cheating scumbags. We know that that will never go far enough.
No, I respect them.
But okay, so just about the team. Now, I want to say for context's sake, yes, you got beat badly by maybe the second best team in America. Maybe. Bigger crimes have been committed.
Right.
So here's...
I like Heather because she's the closest to really just, I don't care about any of this. I'm just doing a job. I don't have a favorite team.
Okay. Here's what she had to say. This is a team that could realistically lose five games. Texas, USC, Washington, Oregon, Ohio State. According to ESPN Stats and Info, a four-loss team has never been ranked in the committee's top 12. Michigan got beat soundly up front, couldn't get stops on third downs or convert third downs, 3 of 12. Lost the turnover battle, 3-0. Coach Sherron Moore said many of those issues, particularly the turnovers, are correctable. How much better can Michigan be on offense and defense? Michigan is number 103 in the country in offensive efficiency. Okay. Adam Rittenberg had his say. Michigan's troubles go beyond the quarterback position, although the resistance to adding a portal QB doesn't look good either. Big Ten coaches who watched the Texas game saw a Michigan team feeling the effects of losing 13 players to the NFL and lacking depth. The amount of talent they lost, this is more like the teams they had when they won six or seven games, a Big Ten coordinator said. A whole new squad, new defensive coordinator, whole new offense. The one exception I would take to that is Texas lost almost as much as you. So don't want to hear it. But do you think the negativity's gone too far based off of one game? Or do you believe it's justified?
You know what? This depends on what your expectations were. If your expectations were you're going to be in the playoffs, then the negativity is justified because, as Heather said, if you win four or five games, you're not going to the playoffs. Now, are they saying, oh, you're going to be Colorado bad? You're only going to win three games bad? You're going to be down at the bottom of the Big Ten bad? No. But if you think that this is a team that 2 weeks in, you know what, they're going to rally and they're going to make this playoff run, no. Like, Notre Dame, I think that, yes, they're going to end up in the playoffs. But Michigan, no. And Mike, that offense struggling is what I think a lot of people are looking at because you wrote off Fresno State as, okay, it was rust, it was a bad game. But when you go back and rewatch the Fresno State game with the Texas game, you start to see, like, maybe we overvalued this team and maybe we just went ahead and penciled them into the playoffs and they're not a playoff team.
I think people need to wait for the USC game. I said it after the Texas game. I'll say it again. Did I get the Texas game wrong? Absolutely. I thought Michigan would play close.
Man, if we all got things right, we wouldn't be doing this job.
I thought they'd play close. I thought they'd be in the mix. I never imagined they'd get their pants taken off and then get beaten with them. Like, I just never imagined it. And it happened. Got it wrong. But I'm not going to react until the USC game, which, by the way, future line, look ahead line. Let's play. Let's see if Kenny can play the game. Kenny, what do you think the line on USC Michigan is in 2 weeks?
I'll say Michigan laying 3.
USC laying 2.5.
Cross the bridge.
I'm not going to react until or unless they lose that football game.
Well, what would you have handicapped that line at if you were in charge of it?
At start of the year? Michigan minus a touchdown.
What about right now?
Oh, I don't have an issue with USC being installed as the favorite based on NFL quarterback, NFL receivers. What did I just watch with Texas? Now, I will not react until that game. I'm not going to, as much fun as it would be for me because I hate their guts, I am a fair man. I'm just not going to write them off after one game, and Texas is superior to what I believe them to be this year. See, so I'm just going to, I got to wait for that game.
No, for me, it's one of those that you can have a quarterback that struggles, but you see, okay, he could do something. Kind of like how you were convincing me Saturday about Aiden Childs. You're like, hey, Reek, it's going to get better.
Right, there are flashes.
Better. Right. I look at Davis Warren, and I think he just is what he is. I don't think that there's much more of a ceiling there. And if that's the case, you're going to struggle. And the fact that you then basically end drives, we're going to put Alex Orji in. Okay, defense. They're running the ball. So let's go ahead and send 9 people to the line and stop the run. It's the offense. The defense, I think, is going to be okay. But unless they get a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown, or they have to win the turnover battle, what did you say? They're like 100 and some in offense? Like, that's not going to get it done.
They're 103rd in offensive efficiency. So you do with it what you want. So I'm asking the question. ESPN,
and that's with an air quote cupcake game in there.
ESPN put the piece out there. They termed it your bleak future. I'm not ready to go there, even though I'm a piece of garbage Spartan. I'm just not ready to go there yet. It's just like this whole future line Rico got out of Vegas. That if Michigan and Michigan State played today, Michigan would be minus 9.5. I'm not ready to go there. I'd still select Michigan. I'm not ready to go there with my own team. Show me that Boston College game in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Show me State being 4-0, lining up against a welfare version of Michigan and BC, which is physical, ground and pound, has a mobile QB. Show me.
Yeah, because I can tell you this, both in-state schools, are going to be, their fan base is going to be feeling great. Because you kind of got free squares this weekend, the get-right games, where you're like, yeah, we're back. It's the following week that's going to kind of be a little bit of a separation Saturday, MSU on the road at BC and USC coming in here.
Yep.
That's where, at the end of that game, you're right. That's when I can say, all right, you know what, I can buy that line, or know what, that line was set way too high or maybe way too low.
Yeah, I'm just not ready to overreact to it based on Texas is really good, man. Sark has kind of built Bama light.
Texas is good, but, and I said
they're
this
physical,
look,
Rico.
I said this in the pod, and I'm going to say it here. Texas kind of took the blueprint of what Fresno State did and said, we got better players. We got better Jimmys and Joes. We can get this done. But Fresno State showed everybody, here's kind of the blueprint of beating Michigan. We just didn't have the players to hang with them, and eventually they wore us down. If you're Michigan, it's those later in the year, those almost 50-50 games now, games that we didn't think were, but now when you play Indiana, it's like,
lose the USC game, and I'm willing to hear the 5-loss chatter. I'm just not ready to go there yet. I just, if that's weak, call me out. I don't care.
Mike, it's not weak. It's one of those, because it is a little bit of, they're Michigan, and you do rely on the brand. It's why it took Florida State getting beat twice before people were like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe not that good.
Nah, they lose to Memphis this weekend. Oh,
but
boy.
Once again, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is on notice. It's like, wait, I thought you were good. Maybe you're not.
You for see that Michigan, line was down to 8.5 earlier today?
I did not. But for, I think for Michigan, they're feeling that way because it's not because they're going to have this horrible season. They're not going to make the expectations of going back to the playoffs for the fourth straight year.
Yes. 248-539-9797. Kenny, ticket text coming out on both the Tigers and this ESPN question about U of M.
On U of M, I never expected us to beat or be close to Texas, so I don't view it as negativity. Another one, it's too early to overreact. Another one, Texas is just really, really good. I think the bleak future for Michigan football is right on. I think they are a football team that is slightly better than 500.
Yeah. I see, that's the type of stuff I'm not ready to do.
So that would be 7-5.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there. We'll get to your calls. I want to get to the people. And again, Tigers, we gave it an hour. We can continue that conversation, but they've lost the last two school bowl starts in the heat of a pennant chase. Losing today to the Rockies while only producing four hits, it can't happen. It doesn't mean it's over. It's not over. But this felt like more than just one loss today. This hurt. This was bad.
Yeah.
Now, again, will we have a different tenor if we come on air Monday and you swept the O's? Well, yes. But in the here and now, since we don't do Let It Play Out radio, because that's boring and dull, it hurt badly.
Yeah.
So we could talk about it. 248-539-9797. We'll get with you, the people, next. 97.1. All right, straight to the people. Tigers are in play, and has the negativity with Michigan football just gone too far? ESPN wrote a piece. I'm just saying there's bigger crimes than getting destroyed by Texas. Now, the negativity hasn't gone far enough about you being cheating scumbags. Now, that's different. I think it's gone too far. I'm not ready to write this football team off on September 12th.
No.
I'm just not.
Mike, I think it's a matter of perspective. If you had them going to the playoffs, you had your come to Jesus moment against Texas, and you realize maybe this an 8-4 team. If it's 8-4 with such lofty expectations, it is a bad season for you. Some schools, 8-4, Michigan State, you would embrace. But for Michigan, 8-4, it's like Alabama going 8-4.
It's really who they were in the modern era until they started cheating. So in essence, wouldn't it just be a return to their roots?
Return to glory.
I'm sure Johnny Porkfats has that book already under production. Robert, 97.1. Hey, Rob.
Hey, you guys. Can I jump on both topics?
Absolutely, man. Take it to 6.
Okay. So with Michigan, honestly, I had them at 9-3. I did think they were good. These coordinators are garbage. I mean, they would not be a Big Ten coordinator if it wasn't for all the scandals that we had.
No, agree totally. So, you look at your OC, yeah. He's got no chops. He's got barely any resume. 1 year of calling plays at ODU. He was a QB coach last year, which is a no-show gig at this place when it was J.J. McCarthy. And your D.C., I mean, hey, it doesn't matter, Robert, if I don't have a high Q score in Ann Arbor. I told you wouldn't like Wink. That guy had no professional opportunities. This was his retirement gig. Put Grandpa in a rocking chair.
You have 3 first-round picks on that defense, and that defense looks like it couldn't even stop Aiden Childs on a bad day.
So, not going there yet, Robert.
No, but Robert, I get what you're saying. It kind of reminds me. I remember like when Juwan had the 2 lottery picks and Hunter Dickinson and missed the tournament. It's like,
uh-oh.
How did that happen? You had the talent there. I'm with you on the defense.
Yeah, so honestly, I don't believe, and this offense is awful. So honestly, I really don't see them winning more than 6-7 games.
Wow.
That's kind of where I'm at with Michigan.
Wow. Okay. All right. Go ahead on the Tigers.
So the witchcraft that they're doing right now as far as offense, defense, putting it together, you have 2 pitchers that had a 7 and an 8 ERA respectively, and they're coming up and they're just looking like, you know, Cliff Lee and Tommy Maddox all in their primes. So with that being said, having Tarik Skubal pitch against a no-namer, even if we had a bullpen day and we still lose the game. Okay, now against a great offense, which you guys have already said, you know, absolutely true, is the Baltimore pitching is terrible. But if you had Skubal pitching game 1, now you've neutralized that offense a bit, and now you're at a 50-50 split away from possibly winning the series against Baltimore.
Yeah, listen, that's Robert, I totally understand the point. And when we were talking about it a week ago, it had a little more merit. But now here's the issue. You used them against 2 horrific teams in the A's and the Rockies, and you lost both of those starts. So you're not wrong, but I want you to understand why I'm not like pounding the table and like screaming and yelling about it. Because when you lose these games, what am I supposed to say?
Well, and it's crazy because, you got absolutely it everything makes absolutely no sense as to how everything's working. I'm happy that it's working out that way. But at the same point, though, you can't lose to Colorado, which has arguably the worst pitching in baseball. And then it just puts you really behind the eight ball. And now we just got to hope that.
You got to get hot. You got to get red hot. And look, the biggest thing, you got to hope the Twins just don't turn it around. Now, look, just now, Byron Buxton will be off the IL tomorrow. So he'll be back. He'll be available for the Red Series. Correa's probably a few days behind after that. There's video of him in the cage with the big club. I think if he comes back, he won't play shortstop, but you can DH him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Robert, this loss is more than one loss because now the Twins have a game in hand. And if they win that game in hand, you're five out. There is no tiebreaker. You know, but look, you're playing the Orioles. The rotation's a mess. There is no Grayson Rodriguez. There is no John Means. It just, you got to go and you got to play. Yeah, and you got to get hot.
You got to have the mentality we have to win every series to at least keep.
If they win every series and sweep the Sox at the end, that's 11-4. That would require, now here's the key. You're four games out. So that would mean the Twins would have to be better than 9-8.
Well, let's hope they get a loss tonight.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. Right.
Twins don't play tonight.
Well, I mean, when they next time.
So I'm just, when you look at the math, so yesterday we were joking around about the Fangraphs thing. 11.5% when the games finished last night, 6.7 after your loss today.
So almost in half.
It hurt. It hurt bad. 2-4-8.
In a game that was supposed to be a free square.
Correct. Let's go to Sam on a cell, 97.1. Sammy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so yeah, I was just thinking that the Michigan reactions are a little bit of an overreaction just because we kind of did play arguably one of the best quarterbacks in college football right now. And yeah, our defense is good. Our defensive coordinator is not. And our offense, we all just kind of experienced some growing pains. And you put us up against one of the best teams in college football right now at week two. There's going to be some growing pains losing your whole offense, your head coach, and just a bunch of guys. Like, I think it's a little bit of an overreaction that we're going to be really bad.
The thing about what you just said, Sam, what bothered me, and I don't know if this bothered you in the game, was, yeah, Quinn Ewers in that offense was good, but I thought your defense was going to be equal. I thought the game was going to be decided between your offense and their defense because I thought, you know, your defense was going to be a push and they wouldn't be able to score as easily as they did.
But yeah, I mean, but then doesn't that would come down a little bit more to the defensive coordinator's decisions a little bit just on watching the play of Quinn Ewers. I mean, you have enough on him that you can maybe try to balance it out a little bit because our defense does have a lot of talent and it comes down to that decision making a little bit.
No, Sam, that's fair. I mean, you know, I guess when and all else fails, you just blitz because I didn't see any type of confusion. It was almost like they knew your plays. They knew exactly where you were going. Oh, you're taking your two D tackles out the game. We're going to run up the middle. You're going to bring them in the game. We're going to go either left or right. Where's Will Johnson? We'll run the bubble screen to the opposite side. And Michigan never adjusted their defensive game plan. That would be problematic to me. And maybe that's why some people are saying, hey, maybe, you know, you don't have the Jimmys and Joes and maybe we overinflated this team. Like I said, I don't think you're bottoming out, but I think you're not making the playoffs. Even though it was one game, I don't see anything offensively that tells me, or it's not even a quarterback that you're waiting who's hurt, and you're like, okay, once this guy comes back, everything changes. I don't see that.
248-539-9797. Get more of your phone calls, some ticket texts as well. We got to get some more football in the mix as well. We got a lot to do.
You know what? Sometimes there are in radio, first times in your career, even if you have a long career, there's always a first. And Mike, I think we may be hitting our first. Let's go to caller Matt. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing this afternoon?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Just wanted to basically give you both the kudos for being such a positive beacon to the sports fans here in Michigan. More importantly, just your love for the Tigers and Michigan, importantly. I mean, I know this is a tough year, but just how much you supported JJ and Jim Harbaugh last year, really appreciate that. It made really made my day every time I listen to you guys. Just pure positivity.
This feels so authentic.
Right.
I feel so loved.
Here comes a cheer.
Yeah, just let's get to the real stuff here, Matt. What are we doing?
I just appreciate positivity, guys. It's the negativity sometimes gets rough. So just some sarcasm there is what it is.
Hold on, Matt. Seriously. What's the issue? Like, tell me what the issue is so I can understand. Or you could hang up. I don't know. I hope that was worth your time, I guess.
Right, because on the call it said that Mike and I were Michigan slappies.
Which I've never been accused of in
ever.
My life. I hate their guts.
First thing I did was did the talkback. Paul, did you mistype and not put state in there? He's like, no. I had to double check and say, are you sure? Valeni and Rico.
I'm clear. My take on the Tigers today was this loss was terrible. It feels like way more than one loss. I gave you the math. We talked about how I wish they would have pitched Scooble against Baltimore. All right, that's one. Two, I'm not ready to hit Michigan with a chair because on September 12th, with a loss to maybe the second best team in America, I don't know that they're worse than 9-3. I'm not ready to say they're 6-6. Those are the two takes. So if Matt, you're going to call up and say, well, you're a slap for U of M. Well, I mean, first of all, if I could vaporize them with one of those Men in Black memory sticks and have
the neuralizer,
if I could hit that whole university with one of those things, I would do it. I don't know where we're going with that.
I don't as well.
And then if you think I was going to be nice to you last year, you're insane. You're cheating scumbags. So I really don't know what you want.
I'm with you. I don't know where that call was going.
Get me,
take a text.
It's a shame. I wanted to get into a little brouhaha there. I was excited.
Right. Hey.
I was excited.
Say it. Say it with your chest.
I mean, it's not a big deal, but like, yeah, you're right. I guess I should say Michigan's going to go 2-10. Like, what are we doing?
It's a couple of Michigan slaps on the air. That's all.
Yeah. You know, hey, Rico's got one of those Ufer horns, too. Yeah. Meanwhile, the other 8 hours of the day are to play-by-play team. Well, there you go. Accuse us of being slapped.
You know what? We're on 6-10 every day.
Yes, Kenny.
Let's not overreact yet. The defense is too good to be a 5-loss team, unnamed texter.
But here's your problem. You got two problems. A, you don't know the other team's place. And B, Wink Martindale is nowhere near the modern defensive coordinator that a Jesse Minner or a Mike McDonald were. I am not ready to say you've got the steel curtain. This is more about me believing Michigan's offense has to be better than what we've seen. Mm-hmm. How much? I can't speak to. You go out and lose to USC in 2 weeks, I'll be right there with you where it's like, you know what? This is a 5-loss football team.
I'm trying not to sound the panic alarm, but Texas really worried me.
It should worry you, but it's September 12th.
Michigan will not be bowl eligible this year.
That
sounds
my.
Like a bit of an overreaction.
First of all, I would pay good money for that to happen. But I come on. Are we really going that far?
Then we got some on the Tigers, too. Nice BOGO, Mike, with a sad face afterwards.
I know. Hey, man, I can't. What do you want me to do when your team goes out and gets 4 hits? Give me a break.
Any idea why they pulled Scooble after only 84 pitches?
He did take a line drive off of his wrist, basically.
I assume that was the reason, too. But
well, he's also a 6-inning pitcher right now. They're not letting him go deep in games. He's throwing 99 miles an hour in the 6th inning. He's already pitched a ton of innings this year. Mm-hmm. You're at the end. Guys, what do you want? I don't think you lost the game because you pulled him. You lost the game because you got 4 hits and 2 runs.
Mm-hmm. The Tigers have bounced back from losses like this recently. Winning both upcoming series against the Royals and Orioles can set them up for a nice wild card spot. I agree.
It's going to take more than that, but okay. Got it.
And on the other side, the magic is over, boys. Time to focus on football.
I'm already focused on football, but I took an oath with my listeners that if they got 3 games out, I would talk about them. And if they are 3 games out on Monday, they'll still be a part of the discourse. If they're not, they don't exist.
Correct.
Those are my rules.
Correct.
This one simply says, this game hurt my feelings.
It did. It hurt all of our feelings.
That could have been sent from me.
It hurt all of our feelings. Go to Josh on a cell, 97.1. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How about y'all?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, first off, that last call was definitely strange. I was definitely confused when he called in.
Like, I'm all for you know, good ball breaking, but like, I mean, you got to execute it well. That was just strange.
Yeah. Well, real quick, I just wanted to say, first off, I live down here in Virginia. I heard your cash a ticket advertisement on 106.7 The Fan down here, and I was just like, oh, all right. I guess Lenny's down in Virginia now.
We're making moves. I mean, you know, come on. We're off to a 12-6 start in college. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, you got to spread it around, spread the love.
Let's go.
All right. With the Tigers, I was just going to say, like, I brought up the Nats on the show before their World Series run. Around this time, they were very close to being in the wild card. And, you know, their motto was go 1-0 every game. Just winning that particular game. Now, I agree that they should have rested Scooble because just at that time with the Nats, they were moving Strasburg and Scherzer to pitch on more important games that were upcoming, whether it was the next day or the next series.
Right.
And they were strategically moving around their lineup, or their rotation, rather, to give them the best odds to win that specific series. And that whole mentality of, you know, you got, what, 15 games left, and you're 4 games back if they win tomorrow, 5 games back if they win tomorrow. You got to go all in. And if that means, you know, you got to put your best guys on the mound. Now, losing this game today really set you back, because if they don't turn it around and they just kind of fizzle out here, I mean, you're going to look back on this game and be like, wow, I cannot believe we lost here with Scooble on the
mound. The last two.
You're going to have to go back to the
– look at what they did in Oakland. Yeah, you lost against the Oakland A's and the Colorado Rockies in back-to-back Scooble starts as you're trying to make a wild card.
Right, and so that's my point as of – now you kind of have to go all in, you know, and just go back to a set rotation, because you kind of had a little bit of wiggle room being 3.5 games out, basically 4 games out. But now you drop this game with your ace on the mound. This is going to be a decimating loss if, you know, the Twins win tomorrow. It's gonna kill this team. I do not think they'll make the playoffs if the Twins win tomorrow because of this loss. And that's not me trying to overreact. I'm trying to face facts here.
No, Josh, I think you're right, because at that point you're running out of games. And it,
what are you talking? If you lose tomorrow against Baltimore and the Twins win tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, and then you're basically 6 games.
Because
out.
That's why this game was so key, because you were keeping pace with the 3.
You're on the razor's edge right now. And again, it can change in a hurry, but as you sit here now at 5:42 in the afternoon, your back is up against the wall. 15 to go. He's right. I mean, if you lose tomorrow night and the Twins win, and I think they got Bailey Ober on the mound tomorrow night, who he was a gas can 2 starts ago, but he's one of their better pitchers. Yeah, I mean, right then, okay, now you're 4.5 out. So for really the day, no, you're really 6. Yeah. There is no 5.5. So he's not wrong in that sense. So, yeah, there can't be any more missteps. They're up against it a little bit. All right, let's go to Brian. He'll get the final word, and then we got Rieger coming in. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm a Michigan fan here, and, you know, I clearly overestimated their ability to replenish coming out of last year, as evident at the Texas game. And I think my concern is really, I didn't see any elite traits. They're not pushing anyone around. And, you know, say what you want about Harbaugh, but he beat teams always that they were supposed to beat. And I don't know that we can assume that anymore. And so, you know, we got the USC game and the Oregon game. Who knows what happens there? Ohio State, I don't even want to think about that. But my concern is, do they get nipped by an Illinois? Do they get nipped by someone like that? Because I don't think they're going to have the dominance in the game control that they have over the last few years. So they're much more susceptible for someone else to jump up and get them. And that's why I'm a little concerned that might be heading towards like a 7 or 8 win season. That unfortunately, that's sort of where I'm at.
Yeah, I look, I wouldn't be feeling great if I were a Michigan fan. I'm just not ready to turn into Hatchet and go 6-6. Like, if they beat USC, think about what this all feels like.
They fixed it.
Yeah, you're not going to have people screaming 5 losses. Yeah. I want to give them the opportunity that I would hope people would give my team.
Yeah, you beat USC, and now all of a sudden you're looking at that Oregon game saying, yeah, Oregon's not looking that great, and you can beat Oregon.
Right. It just, I wanted to, you know, God forbid we give it to the 3rd week of September. I don't think that's a huge
absolutely.
Ask. So,
absolutely. I think the USC game will be telling. that's just some of the things that I just want to watch.
And here, if you want to look for something tomorrow and you can do what you want with it, but you weren't great running the football against Fresno, clearly weren't against Texas. Arkansas State gives up about 200 yards rushing a game. They couldn't stop Tulsa last week. They couldn't stop Tulsa. Yeah. If you don't run this football with force on Saturday, to the tune of between 200 and 250 yards, then you know what? Sound whatever alarm bells you want.
Yeah, I would simply say for both schools, Michigan, Michigan State, believe half of what you see on Saturday. Because you're going to see a lot of good stuff going on. Believe only about half of that, maybe even 40%.
Try zero for me. With State?
Both.
I just don't want anyone to get hurt.
Right, both schools are like, could run up the score, and each combined can score over 100 matter. Points.
Won't matter.
Right.
Only bad can come out of the two games.
So get ready to send this over to Wojo and Rieger coming off of a Tigers loss where it was a game they could not afford to lose. Let's just call it what it is. Now you got to go out there and you're going to need some losses from other teams and you're going to have to catch fire in order to keep pace. Kenny, a couple ticket texts before we hand this show off.
Good thing we saved Scooble for a meaningless game against Chicago at the end of the year. That's unnamed texter. I really don't care if they make it this season or not. Mike made a great point that Ilitch needs to spend this offseason.
No, I mean, look, we all want them in. Like, yeah. That's fun. Sports have to be fun. I thought they'd win 85 before the year. They might actually get to 85. The problem is, had they tried... And I don't want to go down this pathway because you know the words that are going to leave my mouth and then people get all upset. It's like, all right, well then have it your way and don't make the playoffs. They absolutely had ways they could have done this. And at no turn has there been an urgency from the organization. So next year, here's the deal. Win the division or kindly leave. That's it. That's it. Next year, no matter what happens here, the expectation, and I expect them to behave accordingly, is win the Central.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about blocking people at all. Go out, make a couple moves. You don't have to break the bank and bring in some top player. You don't have to go full Shohei, but you bring in some bats. You bring in an extra arm. If you like Flaherty that much, go bring him back.
A last one on the Michigan stuff here. Here's where Michigan fan is at. I told my girlfriend Saturdays are wide open to make sure I don't miss a Lions.
Holy hell, after one game?
There's a lot of doom and gloom on the ticket text from Michigan.
All right, listen, you know, maybe I'm just a Wolverine slap.
You are.
But I'm waiting until that USC game until I write them off. I think that's the same thing I'd like people to do with my team.
Mike, what you're doing is responsible. What you're doing is smart. But these are fans, short for fanatic. It goes up, yeah. This is, you're being very pragmatic about it.
Yeah, because it's also a statement that you didn't just play a team. Not only the fact that Texas beat you, but the way that they beat you. I'm actually like, you know what?
But see, no, I think it was followed by, okay, you struggled against Fresno State, so maybe you were just getting the rust gone, and you know what? It was going to be a game against Texas. You may lose.
I thought it was going to be, and I got it totally wrong, but I'm not going to write them off until USC. And if they beat USC, none of these people are going to be over there. They're going to sound like Benetti during the game. They'll all have a full bone. What's up, Walsh? I'm sorry. You walked in at the wrong time.
I was at the game. How was the TV broadcast today? They must have been
Let me give you live audio of Benetti and company.
Right, what was the explosion? Sums it up. Well, within the ninth inning happens, and the Rockies get two runs.
Dude, it could be a dribbler through the left side, and it's just like, it's.
And now it's over. Is it? Oh. They're eating the dogs.
Do another debate. Yeah. I need more drugs.
October. We need 1 week. Yeah, October. Seriously. And Fox, they say. Although Donald's very upset with the moderators.
Yeah.
When I walked in and turned it on, and that was the first thing that came out was like,
oh.
Hey, in all seriousness, though, like, hey, He didn't do himself any favors, but they didn't press her the way that they pressed him.
No, not at all.
They asked her, did you meet Putin? Ask the question again until she answers it.
Okay, but I will say this. They let him jump in.
Oh, God, it was insane. Oh, it was nuts.
After the time was up.
It's like you and I arguing about Michigan football, and you're like, word on pepperoni. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, what?
Meanwhile, dog eating.
How do you know this?
I saw it on TV.
I want to go back to Malik Nabors for a minute. And you're like,
it is so bad that Saturday Night Live would probably say we had a skit for this, but we decided we can't outdo this. We're just going to watch this all over again.
They'll just play it again.
Right, we've cut up the highlights.
It's got to be a new SNL this week, right?
Wojo, seriously, I would. If I'm lowering my. Hey, guys, we just cut up the top 20 highlights. We're just going to play that because there's nothing we can write funnier than this.
I don't know how you can top it.
He didn't talk about as much golf as I would have enjoyed.
What is coming up next?
We're going to talk about the Tigers. Are we having a funeral? And then Wojo says maybe Michigan's just rebuilding.
No way.
You did say it like that.
Well, maybe they are.
I'm just saying.
I can't help you.
Yeah, I know.
I do try.
You got him for 2 hours. Wojo.
I'm not the. Remember something.
Could one of you take him out with you?
Yeah, where do you guys want to go?
No, I've worked with Rieger. We always have fun because he doesn't attempt this stuff with me. Mm-hmm. He thinks he can get over on you. Yeah. That's
what it is. Stop it.
You just had the pre-show talk.
We're going to be very serious.
Jeff, we're doing this and we're doing that. We're not going to do this.
Yes.
And now you should do that.
Yeah, guys, I'm not a child, okay?
And you do that.
How dare you?
Actually, hold on.
What was that?
Give us some of that Bally's audio.
No, who is that?
There's a bleeder through the left side. Hey, it's strike one. And ball four.
Okay.
Guys. Stop it!
97-1.
Good bunt.
Planet Fitness is the home. Planet Fitness is the... Okay, Kenny, help me out here. Can you help a brother out?
Too late.